This is the Arlene Bynum Show on Canada Talks.
It's a story that's not going away, and now there is more gas on the fire. Jeffrey Epstein, who was found guilty of underage sex. And now that story, because of the Miami Herald, got back into the headlines after a very emotional piece where alleged abused girls came forward with their stories. Well, now, lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who has been mentioned along the way in this story, is being sued for defamation connected to this sex abuse claim. Richard Roth is joining us, founding partner at the Roth Law Firm. Richard, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Arlene, for having me.
Mr. Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, of course, such a famous lawyer, O.J. Simpson, so many other cases, has been mentioned along with Jeffrey Epstein. It was explosive as well as we got more of the details of the special legal deal that was performed that helped Jeffrey Epstein and silence these abusers. What does this new case mean?
So the new case is interesting. These women, Alan Dershowitz essentially took the best defense, which is a good offense, and accused these women of fabricating it and just making everything up, saying they weren't raped, they weren't sex slaves, et cetera, et cetera. And now that was essentially the defense, which Dershowitz, as you said, is a brilliant lawyer, did a phenomenal job in getting Epstein a minimum sentence. These women are coming out and saying, wait a minute, this is nonsense. Dershowitz knew that this was true. They knew I wasn't making it up. He knew that I wasn't making it up. He was in the house when this happened, and we are suing him for defamation in federal court in the Southern District, claiming that essentially Alan Dershowitz had made a false statement to a third party, which was relied upon, causing them damages. There go a defamation case, which is essentially slander when you say something inappropriate, and libel when you do it in writing.
And it's a way to get inside the oyster where you couldn't get in before, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a civil litigation where you can find out what went on with this crazy sex slave trade that Epstein was doing and what Dershowitz knew. And these women are probably very offended, very upset, very disturbed, and they want to tell their story. So this is going to go inside the oyster, and it could get very ugly for Dershowitz and Epstein, notwithstanding the fact that Dershowitz claims is innocence and nonsense, and he didn't know these women, and we'll see. Somebody's not telling the truth.
What else is on trial here? Alan Dershowitz, a very powerful lawyer, Alan Dershowitz representing Epstein. I mean, law for the rich is up front and center.
It is. Alan Dershowitz, like you said, is renowned. He's a brilliant man. He's a brilliant lawyer. He's represented some very, very high-profile clients. And this is essentially a lawsuit of the rich, not the women, not the plaintiffs here, but certainly the reason why I believe Epstein got off so lightly was because he had the money, ability to buy pay for the most powerful lawyer. So that's coming out too. This is sort of it's a continuous theme. It's the same thing with the college admission scandal where the rich are treated differently, Epstein's treated differently, and there's people out there who are saying, wait a minute, this isn't, the judicial system is not as fair as it should be. And it really exposes Winston Churchill said years ago, it's a terrible system, but it's the best one we got. But it exposes the inadequacies and the weakness of our judicial system.
It also comes at an unusual time. You know, powerful lawyers can certainly rest assured that they can give it their go like nobody else. On the other hand, you know, you've just raised the college admission scandals. It's post-Me Too. The Miami Herald has done an incredible body of work following this case. Go back to the oyster. There might be a few more ways to get inside.
Yeah, I think this is the only way to get inside. It's similar to the Me Too movement, to these women who had the courage to stand up to Bill Cosby, or the women who presumably will have the courage to stand up to Harvey Weinstein, to say, listen, you're wealthy. That should not allow you to get away with the nonsense you're pulling. And that's essentially what's going to happen here. I don't know what the result will be. One thing that the wealthy can do is, which happens a lot, settle out of court and hush it up, like we just saw in the really sad documentary about the Michael Jackson fiasco.
Yes.
And so maybe Dershowitz will, you know, as much as he wants to proclaim his innocence, if any of this stuff is true, he doesn't want it out there. So this could be one of those where I'll pay you to shut up. But I don't know. Alan Dershowitz is out there saying this is nonsense. I'll try it. And the women are saying that he did this, and he said this, and he knows it's false. So I guess we'll see what we will see or won't see what happens down the road, whether it's settled or not.
Yeah, I mean, we've got flight records. They've already, some of them have been made public, who was on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. So, I mean, we're going to get pretty detailed. And also, I see
it's nasty. It really is.
Yeah, the Miami Herald moving their investigation, I see, from Twitter to New York. This was always a lot of these allegations occurred on Jeffrey Epstein's island, and now they're moving that investigation to New York. So we've got...
It's crazy. And it is really, you know, we're talking here about underage female trafficking. Yeah. This is about as bad as it can get.
It is no small thing. And may I just throw that out there? There are other very powerful, famous names connected to hanging around with Jeffrey Epstein. Will they come in on this?
Oh, well, they may. I mean, that's everyone is people are, if men have engaged in these horrid acts, then their names may get out there. And it is, you know, some should argue, and I would argue it should. This should not be happening to these young innocent women. So if it brings other men down, so be it. They shouldn't have been doing these things. So the bottom line is that we're in a very interesting age of openness with communication and the cell phones and the ability to take pictures and videos. So a lot of the stuff that probably people did get away with historically, they no longer get away with, which is actually a good thing.
All right. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Richard,
Thank you, Arlene.
Great day. All right. Cheers.
You too. Bye-bye.
Richard Roth is a founding partner at the Roth Law Firm. Who's Get Reaction. It's going to be a very big deal. Alan Dershowitz being sued for defamation connected to the Epstein sex abuse claims.